Last week on the podcast, I talked all about how do I juggle all the things. Oftentimes when I meet somebody new, they ask me, oh my gosh, how do you do all of that? You have 6 kids and you homeschool and you run a business. How in the world do you do that? Those of you that know me personally also know that my husband works a lot and travels. So it is a little bit of a juggle, and I just wanted to speak into that because I think sometimes when we don't know all the facts, then we can make ourselves feel really bad about the amount that we are able to accomplish in a day compared to somebody else. All right, so let's really dive into this. Last time I talked more about the emotional weight that we carry when we find out that somebody is doing so much and we kind of compare what's on our plate to what's on their plate. This week I want to talk more about the concrete. How do we actually juggle the things? Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. So today, let's dive into some of those concrete things. So first of all, I want to say, just like I said in the last podcast episode, is that how do I juggle all the things? I don't. I really have become very good at delegating and asking other people to do other things. And it's always been a policy my husband and I have had that we really ask our kids to help out a lot around the house. And I find that it's really good for them, not only for their abilities to see that mom and dad do a lot, but also to understand that the mess I make doesn't just get cleaned up. I'll never forget one of the first times I saw one of my kids take a wrapper off of something they were eating and crumble it up and throw it on the ground. Right? They could take it to the garbage. I could pick it up and take it to the garbage. Or I could say, excuse me, who is going to clean that up? And when we stop and ask them these questions, sometimes it gets their little brains rolling and thinking, you're right. I can't just make a mess everywhere, because then we have a mess everywhere, especially when there's lots of people in tow. So let's talk a little bit more through the nitty-gritty of this. I definitely was somebody that used to look at other people and be like, oh my gosh, I cannot even understand how they do half of what they do when I'm struggling over here. So the first thing I want to say is that my kids are 16, 14, 11, 8, 4, and 4 months old. And so this broad range of ages naturally has its challenges, right? I have teenagers and very little people, but it also has great benefit. Basically, we have a dish schedule during the week where I never unload the dishwasher or wash dishes unless I want to, and that's really about it. If somebody's sick, I might jump in and do some dishes, which I never mind. It's kind of therapeutic for me to do the dishes when I don't have to do them every single night, especially this season of a little baby, and I can just ask somebody to hold the baby while I clean the kitchen. It is glorious, and it's so nice to be able to be back at this place. That is not where I was even 8, 9, 10 years ago. I felt very overwhelmed, and we were cooking a lot from scratch in our kitchen, and that meant even more dishes. Another thing that I am really intentional about is cooking. We do eat from home. I would say 99% of our meals are eaten out of our own kitchen. Whether we're traveling or whether we're, you know, out and about, we always pack snacks. When we go to hotels, I try to bring food that I can make in the Instapot. I try to keep it really simple. And part of the reason is because we have so many foods that we have to avoid collectively as a family that it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us to go out and purchase meals anywhere. And so we pack, cook, and prepare a lot of the food that we are eating for that reason, so it still tastes really good. But our meals are simple. It's a lot of crock pot or roasted pan dinners, or husband grills and I make a salad. We don't tend to do a whole lot of fancy meals unless it's a special occasion or it's a Sunday afternoon and we have a little extra time. My kids take turns cooking, my husband takes turn cooking, and so it really works out that I may be cooking dinner 4 to 5 nights a week, and we always try to cook for leftovers as well. Now, another thing that overwhelms some people is that we homeschool. Homeschooling truly at this season feels like the frog in the boiling water. I am definitely the frog, the water is boiling, but we're good. I'm happy here. And part of that is because my kids, especially my high schoolers, have online classes that is the bulk of their curriculum. We do carpools for a lot of the in-person things, and that oftentimes works out to taking a load off of me because I'm not having to leave the house. Maybe I'm home with the little people and swapping a friend's little people, or when I'm in a season where I don't have a four-month-old baby, I am very often the one that's like, hey, I'll drive, everyone else stay home, and then I'll go work at a coffee shop for a couple hours so I can get some dedicated work time in. Here again, the kids help each other. So I might have my 11-year-old read a book to the 4-year-old as part of her reading for that day, that kind of thing. Hired help is definitely something we are not strangers to or adverse to at all. We will do things like hiring a house cleaner. We will also ask babysitters for help if and when we're in a season that's just really taxing. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today. Then there's also the business stuff too. Here again, I really try to employ my kids to help in this process. You know, they definitely have talents that I do not. My oldest in particular is really good at being behind a camera and seeing things visually and dealing with the tech in the background. And so, for example, sometimes trying to do a little project like picking out a new program that I'm going to edit videos in overwhelms me and can derail my work for a whole afternoon. Whereas I can ask my 16-year-old, hey bud, can you help me research this and tell me what would be a really great option for me? And then he shows me how to use it, which is so my love language. So it really does feel a lot lighter and a lot easier to do those different things. And you know, I would just say, I think often that when we look towards how other people are doing things, we just think, gosh, there's no way I could ever do all of that. And I want to say that, you know, these things are callings. Having a big family, homeschooling, running a business while kids are at home, these things are a calling that you may be called to in your life by the Lord, or He may be telling you to wait a little longer through a difficult season. But if He is calling you to it, you will also have the grace to be able to carry all of those things at once. And that's the biggest thing I really want to leave you with. It's just prayerfully discerning what the Lord's calling you to do and if this is the time to do it or not. I hope this helps you, friend. I really want to reinstill in all of us the beauty of collaboration instead of competition. And that is, you know, so many faceted approaches, right? We just really need to kind of pause and say, how can I be a more present, better friend instead of comparing and being jealous and struggling with my own day to day and feeling like I have to suffer silently because I can't do all of that.